This is a dictation for Dennis Hampton, DENNISHAMPTON, date of service 1/20/2026. Date of accident is 12/23/2024. And date of birth 2/4/1968. Mr. Dennis Hampton was a victim of an automobile accident when his car was run over by a bus rear-ending accident. He was a passenger on the rear seat on the right. He was restrained and he underwent a fusion of the cervical spine and also lumbar spine, C4, 5 and 6, L4 and L5. He has been referred by spine physician for further control of pain. He has been suffering from various issues. He was complaining of pain, severe pain in the left shoulder, for which an MRI was ordered and has not been done yet. He's on medications, physical therapy, and he has not been provided with any injections yet to the cervical and area or lumbar region, facet joint injections. And we were trying to see if physical therapy and other modalities can help him. He has been advised about laser treatment as well. Today, he complains of his pain continuing in the area of the left shoulder to the tune of 9, and lower back pain is 9, without any radiation to the lower extremities or any pain in the upper extremities. And the pain level is 9 and ADLs are affected 9. 60% relief is reported by the patient so far. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. The physical examination will reveal the blood pressure 139 over 110, pulse 75, pulse ox is 99%. Then rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/6/2026, dictation number 0116-017. And diagnosis is the same plan. After reviewing all the maps and the laboratories, patient is provided with a compounding cream formula. Percocet 7.5 milligram 325, one pill a day for 30 days is prescribed. And Mobic 15 milligram per day and Prilosec 20 milligram per day and Tragedone 100 milligram at night are prescribed also for the benefit of pain. Our equipment broke down for fluoroscopy, which is being fixed, and he'll be soon started with the interventional pain management. Thank you. End of dictation.